Welcome back to AI Daily. The 2024 US election saw AI playing a fascinating role, particularly in how major players like OpenAI handled the flow of information. Let's unpack this with our guest expert.
Absolutely. OpenAI's approach with ChatGPT was quite cautious. Redirecting over 2 million users seeking election results to reputable news sources like AP and Reuters is a significant move. It speaks volumes about their commitment to combating misinformation.
Indeed, and the blocking of 250,000 requests for AI-generated images of candidates further underscores this. It's a proactive step towards mitigating the spread of deepfakes, which could have significantly impacted public perception.
Definitely. Compare this to Perplexity AI's strategy of launching a live election hub. While they aimed for real-time results and partnered with Democracy Works for data integrity, issues with vague answers arose. It highlights the tightrope AI platforms walk between information access and accuracy.
A crucial point. It raises questions about the efficacy of different moderation strategies. OpenAI's caution, while seemingly restrictive, may have been more effective in preventing the spread of misinformation. Perplexity's approach, while ambitious, exposed potential pitfalls. It will be interesting to see how these strategies evolve in future elections.
It's almost like two different philosophies clashing, one prioritizing safety and the other access. The long-term implications for AI's role in democratic processes are immense.
It's fascinating to see this almost 180-degree turn from Silicon Valley towards Trump. In 2016, there was widespread anxiety, even fear, expressed by tech leaders. Now they're extending congratulations and pledging to work with his administration.
It's pragmatism at its core. The tech landscape has shifted. They're navigating increased antitrust scrutiny, venturing into regulated sectors like finance and defense, and eyeing opportunities in AI and emerging technologies. A cooperative stance with the administration becomes crucial for their future growth.
So, idealism has given way to a more transactional approach to politics. Is it purely about economic self-interest, or are there genuine policy alignments at play?
It's likely a mix of both. Some see potential benefits in deregulation, particularly in areas like crypto and AI. Others may be hedging their bets, hoping to influence policy through collaboration rather than confrontation. The influence of figures like Elon Musk, who has close ties to Trump, shouldn't be underestimated.
Musk's role is indeed intriguing. He's become a bridge between Silicon Valley and Trump, despite endorsing many of the former president's controversial policies. It raises questions about the extent to which tech leaders are willing to compromise their values for political expediency.
The internal dynamics within these tech companies are also telling. The apparent silence on internal forums compared to the vocal protests in 2016 suggests a shift in employee activism. Fear of layoffs, coupled with leadership's reduced tolerance for dissent, may be stifling internal political debate.
It's a complex situation with significant implications for the future of tech regulation, innovation, and even democratic processes. The relationship between Silicon Valley and the White House will be one to watch closely in the coming years. Shifting gears to cybersecurity, a recent discovery has exposed a vulnerability in ChatGPT's memory feature. A researcher managed to manipulate the AI into retaining false information, raising concerns about data privacy and security. Can you elaborate on the specifics of this exploit?
Certainly. The researcher employed a technique called indirect prompt injection, essentially tricking ChatGPT into accepting instructions from unreliable sources. This allowed him to implant false memories, such as making the AI believe a user was 102 years old and lived in the Matrix. More alarmingly, he demonstrated how this vulnerability could be used to exfiltrate user input through the ChatGPT app for macOS.
So this wasn't just about manipulating the AI's memory, but also potentially gaining access to sensitive user data. How did OpenAI respond to this discovery?
OpenAI acted swiftly, patching the vulnerability in the macOS app and implementing measures to prevent the AI from following malicious links. They acknowledged that prompt injection remains an ongoing research area and are continuously working on mitigating such threats. However, this incident highlights the importance of user vigilance and the need for robust security measures in AI systems.
Absolutely. It underscores the fact that as AI becomes more integrated into our lives, so too do the potential security risks. The balance between innovation and safeguarding user data is a tightrope walk, and incidents like this serve as crucial reminders of the stakes involved. Another high-profile departure from OpenAI, Lillian Wang, VP of Research and Safety, is leaving after 7 years. This follows a string of exits, including key figures from their safety and leadership teams. What's your take on this continued brain drain, especially concerning the safety aspect?
It's a concerning trend, especially given Wang's focus on safety systems. While she expressed confidence in her team, her departure, along with others like Ilya Sutskever and John Leica, raises questions about OpenAI's priorities. Are they truly committed to safety, or is the pressure to commercialize overriding these concerns?
Wang oversaw the growth of OpenAI's safety systems team to over 80 members. That's a significant investment. But is it enough? Is there a cultural shift happening within OpenAI, a de-emphasis on safety, perhaps?
It's hard to say definitively. OpenAI claims to be dedicated to safety, but actions speak louder than words. The dissolution of the AGI readiness team and the departure of researchers like Miles Brundage and Suchir Balaji, who voiced concerns about societal harm, paint a different picture. It suggests a potential internal struggle between safety and rapid development.
OpenAI insists they're working on a transition plan and remain committed to safety. But this exodus of talent, particularly in safety and leadership roles, creates a perception problem. It fuels the narrative that they're prioritizing profit over responsible AI development. How do they regain public trust amidst this ongoing brain drain?
Transparency is key. OpenAI needs to be more open about its safety research, its internal debates, and its decision-making processes. They need to demonstrate, not just state, their commitment to safety. Perhaps independent audits or increased collaboration with external safety researchers could help rebuild trust.
Shifting gears from AI safety, let's talk hardware. The PS5 Pro is finally here. Big upgrades, but also a big price tag and no disk drive. What are your initial thoughts?
It's a classic iterative upgrade scenario. Great for the hardcore gamers who crave the best possible performance, but not a must-have for the average PS5 owner. The lack of a disk drive is a bold move, though, doubling down on the digital future.
And speaking of upgrades, Apple's new M4 Macs have been getting rave reviews. The Mac Mini, in particular, seems to be the standout.
The Mac Mini is a powerhouse in a tiny package. It's a testament to Apple's silicon prowess. But the entire M4 lineup is impressive, offering significant performance gains across the board.
On the mobile front, rumors suggest the Samsung Galaxy S25 Ultra could outperform the iPhone 16 Pro Max. A potential shift in the power dynamic?
The Snapdragon 8 Elite chip is a game changer for Android. It levels the playing field and could even give Samsung an edge. Competition is always good. It drives innovation.
We also have updates on iOS 18.2 and Google's Jarvis AI. Apple is expanding its AI features, while Google is pushing the boundaries of automated web browsing.
The integration of ChatGPT into Siri is intriguing, but I'm more excited about Jarvis. The potential for AI agents to handle mundane tasks is enormous. It could revolutionize how we interact with the internet.
Lastly, the Kindle ColorSoft is facing some issues with screen yellowing, a bit of a stumble for Amazon.
It's a reminder that even with cutting-edge technology, quality control is paramount. Amazon's response will be crucial in maintaining consumer trust.
Shifting gears to the explosive growth of generative AI, Bloomberg Intelligence predicts a staggering 2,790% increase in software spending by 2032. Two stocks are catching Wall Street's eye, Microsoft and Datadog. What's your take?
Microsoft's strategic integration of AI copilots across its software suite, especially within Microsoft 365, positions them for substantial growth. Their Azure Cloud platform, strengthened by the OpenAI partnership, further solidifies their dominance in the AI arena. A $10 billion annual revenue run rate for their AI business is impressive.
And Datadog, their observability software seems well suited for this complex AI landscape.
Precisely. Datadog's tools for monitoring and analyzing AI systems, including their new LLM, Observability, and Bits AI, are essential for managing the intricacies of these emerging technologies. their consistent outperformance of earnings estimates suggests a strong growth trajectory.
Both stocks are trading at high multiples, though. Is the growth potential justified?
While the valuations are premium, the transformative nature of generative AI warrants a closer look. Microsoft's entrenched position in enterprise software and cloud services, coupled with Datadog's specialized offerings, could deliver substantial returns for long-term investors.
Shifting gears, let's discuss the recent ChatGPT outage. A 30-minute disruption affecting nearly 20,000 users, a seemingly minor blip, yet significant given ChatGPT's widespread adoption.
Absolutely. While short-lived, this outage underscores the inherent challenges of scaling AI services to meet rapidly growing demand. OpenAI's swift response and Altman's public acknowledgement are crucial for maintaining user trust, especially as they compete with Google and Microsoft.
It's interesting to consider this outage in the context of OpenAI's explosive growth. From a $14 billion valuation to $157 billion in just 2 years, that's astronomical. Their revenue, exceeding $3.6 billion, also points to substantial market traction.
Indeed. Their strategic partnerships, such as the collaboration with Broadcom and TSMC for specialized AI chips, signal a commitment to long-term scalability and performance. Moving away from reliance on NVIDIA's GPUs is a bold move, but one that could yield significant advantages in the long run.
And what about the new real-time search feature? How does that fit into the competitive landscape?
Integrating live internet access directly within ChatGPT is a game changer. It bridges the gap with competitors like Google Gemini and Microsoft Copilot, offering users a more comprehensive and up-to-date information source. This, coupled with the recent $6.6 billion funding round, positions OpenAI for continued innovation and expansion.
Shifting gears from Western AI development, we turn to Saudi Arabia's Alam Challenge. This competition, focused on Arabic language AI, has drawn 200 teams from 17 nations. It's quite a significant undertaking.
It's a crucial initiative, addressing a significant gap in the AI landscape. While English dominates much of AI research and development, Arabic, with its rich morphology and complex grammar, presents unique challenges and opportunities. The AIM Challenge is a direct response to the need for robust Arabic language AI models.
The challenge focuses on several key areas: writing and understanding Arabic poetry, accurate grammatical analysis, and engaging educational applications for children. These are ambitious goals, requiring sophisticated natural language processing capabilities.
Absolutely. Developing AI that can grasp the nuances of Arabic poetry, with its intricate rhyme schemes and metaphorical language, is a testament to the advancements in AI research. Similarly, creating AI tools that can effectively teach Arabic to children opens up exciting possibilities for language learning and cultural preservation.
The involvement of SDAIA, the Saudi Federation for Cybersecurity, Programming and Drones, along with partnerships with IBM and the NTDP, underscores the commitment to this initiative. The prize pool of 1 million Saudi riyals further incentivizes innovation and competition.
The strategic importance of this challenge extends beyond just technological advancement. It's about fostering a vibrant Arabic language ecosystem within the digital world, ensuring that Arabic speakers can fully participate in the AI-driven future. This has significant implications for cultural preservation, economic development, and global communication.
Let's dive into the ever-fascinating discussion of artificial general intelligence, or AGI. It's a concept that sparks excitement and apprehension in equal measure.
Exactly. The promise of AGI, a system capable of performing any intellectual task a human can, is undeniably alluring. Sam Altman's vision of AGI elevating humanity through enhanced productivity and shared intelligence is compelling.
But the reality is, we're still grappling with defining AGI, let alone achieving it. Some equate it with superintelligence, surpassing human capabilities, while others envision a more collaborative, assistive intelligence.
This lack of a clear definition makes it difficult to gauge our progress. While we've seen remarkable advancements in narrow AI, specializing in specific tasks, the leap to general intelligence remains significant. The current AI arms race often conflates progress in narrow AI with progress towards AGI, creating a somewhat misleading narrative.
It's like comparing a calculator, excellent at arithmetic, to a human brain capable of composing symphonies and solving complex theoretical problems. The gap is vast.
Precisely. And the potential societal implications of AGI, whether it's Altman's utopian vision or the dystopian godlike AI scenario, warrant careful consideration. We need a more nuanced public discourse about AGI, separating hype from reality and addressing the ethical dimensions.
Absolutely. This discussion about AGI is crucial. Thanks for joining us today. We'll be back next week with more insights into the ever-evolving world of AI.